God, you look like shit. When was the last time you slept? Sorry. I'm sure I don't look any better. Glad you could make it this week, though. It's actually been kind of a drag the last couple of Saturdays without you. Turns out, all our friends since we moved here were his, so it's not like I have anyone else to hang out with. Nah, nothing for you to be sorry about. We both know the drill. Gotta do what you gotta do, right? Still, no point in waiting on the doorstep for the neighbors to gawk at. Come on. No. The kids aren't back yet. They're still staying with my folks while I deal with things. And he's... fuck if I know. Probably with your wife. She is still technically your wife. Getting divorced is not divorced. How are your kids holding up? At least mine are old enough to understand what's going on, though maybe yours are better off that way. Whoa. What's wrong? What? You just made a face like you got kicked in the nuts. Something's definitely wrong. Did I say something? Come on. We don't bullshit each other, remember? Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you sit on the couch? You look like you're about to fall down anyway. I'll go make us some coffee while you decide whether you want to talk about it, okay? That's it. So, how do you want your coffee? Cream? Sugar? Whiskey? Oh, I'm dead serious. I'm definitely going to. You're not the only one on their last leg. Great. You take it easy. I'll be back in a jiff. Careful now. It's hot as a motherfucker. Gave you an extra splash of goodness, though. You look like you could use it. Look, whatever it is, you don't have to talk about it. I mean, I'd like it if you did, but you don't have to. If you don't want to, that's all you have to say, and I won't ask again. Just be straight with me. Wait, what? Are you fucking kidding? Sole custody. She's suing for sole fucking custody? What's she gonna tell your kids that she... Sorry. That's just... After everything? God, that is fucking heinous. No wonder you look like you haven't slept in a month. And her parents have the kids right now, right? When's the last time you saw them? Fuck. Is there anything I can do? I didn't think so. But I mean it. If there's anything you need... There's more coffee and more whiskey if you want it. I can do that at least. You should try relaxing your shoulders, though. You're gonna give yourself a tension headache. Weird question. When's the last time someone held you? I'm serious. Look, it's a long couch. You can stretch out and rest your head on my lap. What if we just did that? Well, all right then. Yeah, no shoes on the couch. You're going to want to take those off first. And if you scoot a bit that way first, you can turn. There. How's that? Comfy? You can close your eyes if you want. Don't worry about it. We can bitch about the divorces and put too much whiskey in our coffee and watch TV for hours to forget everything, but this is what it's really about. Why we do this. Why I gave you my card at the mediator's office all those months ago, and why you actually called the number on it, and why we hang out every weekend like clockwork. Yeah, those are my fingernails on your scalp. Does it feel okay? My oldest, she used to have anxiety attacks. Back when she was still getting used to school. Not full-on panic attacks, but plenty bad still. This worked for her sometimes. I'd have her close her eyes, and I'd get my fingers in under her hair, and work my nails over her scalp. When it worked, you'd see the tension just drain out of her. And I'd tell her about my day while I did it. Not everything. Just the things kids can hear. So she'd have something to hear about other than what was already in her head, you know? Sometimes I'd talk and talk and realize she'd fallen asleep 20 minutes ago. As she got older, she didn't need it so much anymore. She gets mad as hell if you mention the anxiety now. It was such a hard time for her. She's grown so much, and I'm so glad. But I can't lie. I kind of miss this part. More than kind of, maybe. You want to hear about my day? Okay. There's not much to tell, though. Had the daily confab with the lawyer. Tried unsuccessfully to convince myself to change out of my flannel pajamas and into real clothes. Explained to my youngest on the phone why this probably isn't the best time to get a puppy. Watched a documentary on owls. Did you know they have asymmetrical ears? Yeah, like one's higher than the other. I guess it helps them triangulate prey better. Mostly, I just waited for you to get here. Got a text from my husband. He wants to know if I think I'm gonna get over it soon. How the fuck did I ever end up married to that shit smear? Stay with him this long. I tell myself he didn't used to be like this. But honestly, I don't really know. Maybe I just didn't want to see it. Maybe I'm just the biggest sucker in the world. And the worst part was, for a second, I actually thought about it. How fucked up is that? Was I going to get over it soon? If it meant I could have my life back? If it meant I could stop camping out in the guest room by myself? Sleep in my own bed again? With warm, strong arms around me? And then, after about a half a second, sanity hit me like the wrath of God. I remembered what happened in my bedroom, and I wondered for the 50th time whether there's a way to burn just that room and leave the rest of the house standing. Even if I did get over it, it wouldn't be like that. It wasn't like that for months, maybe years, before I found out about the affair. There hadn't been anything real between us since, I don't know when. I've never felt so alone. Do you ever just ache to be touched? To feel the press of someone who actually wants to be there? Because close to you is where they want to be. Do you ever feel that way?
Yeah. Yeah, I just did that. Do you want me to stop? I haven't been kissed like that in, well, forever. Don't hold back. Show me how much you need. Not bad at all. Can I ask a weird question? When's the last time you came? Oh my God, I don't think I've ever seen anyone as red as you are now. And the way you jumped. I'm serious, though. We take care of each other. That's what we do. If I asked you if that was what I needed, would you say no? So why not? I can tell you exactly what's going to happen. You're going to sit between my legs with your back to my chest. You're going to take some deep breaths and relax. And I'm going to reach around you and stroke you until you come all over my coffee table. How's that sound? Okay, you're gonna need to sit up then. Yep, I'll just scooch back a little for you and don't worry about anything. Just let me slip my hands up inside your shirt. Feel my palm running over your back. And the other coming around over your ribs, running up from your stomach to your chest and back down. You're so nervous.
I know, because I'm fucking nervous.
Deep breath, big guy. Deep breath. That's it. I'm going to use my fingernails just a little, okay? Like on your scalp? What was that sound? That was almost a purr. Oh boy. If you get goosebumps when I kiss you on the neck, mine the ear. I really don't know what you're going to do when my hand starts sliding down your chest and over your stomach. And gets to your belt. Just need to get your buckle. And your zipper. Slide my fingers in under the waistband of your boxers. Don't move. Let me feel you. Feel you swelling against my hand. I don't want anything in the way. Let's get these pants all the way off.
Yeah. Lift yourself a little.
Look at you. Barely started stroking and you're already leaking. No, no. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong at all. Just enough to smear over the head and lube you up a little to make sure my hand glides nice and easy over your smooth, smooth skin. It's okay. You can lean back into me.
Oh. Not too much.
I'm not big enough for that. But close enough to feel your weight against me. Press my lips against your neck. You're all flushed for me. Spread all the way down your face and your neck. I can even feel it on your chest, under your shirt, and your heartbeat against my palm. No, don't thrust into my hand. Just let me stroke. Feel my hand run up and down the length of you. The way my finger finds that sensitive spot at the base of the head. There's no rush. And besides, I think you're plenty close as it is. Somehow harder for me. That little tremor in your legs. And we don't have a leak so much anymore as a stream. I can feel it building. You're so close. Twitching with every stroke. I want it. To feel it in my hand as you let go. To hear you groan. Feel you shudder. For me, I need that. I earned it, didn't I? Come on, babe. Come on. I need you to come for me. Oh, yes. I need you to come for me. Stroking until you stop shooting. And I can still feel you clenching. You have a little more. God, you are fucking gorgeous just now. Do you know that?
You caught that, huh?
Yeah.
Babe, it just sort of slipped out. Is that okay? I know, worrying about that seems a little, well, you know, what with the fact that you're going soft in my cum-covered hand. But that doesn't have to be a thing. It can just be one friend giving another a hand. I know. That was terrible. What can I say? I'm a sucker for low-hanging fruit. Just let me get the tissues off the end table. No. Don't move. I've got cleanup.
Sensitive, are we? Don't thank me. I liked that. Feeling you respond. Feeling your need. It was nice knowing I could do that. What do I need? Oh, I don't need anything. That was more than enough. Everything I hoped it would be. It wasn't weird. It wasn't forced. It wasn't, was it? Silly. Suppose I did say that. That you'd have done it for me if I'd asked. I think I posed it as a question, though. Had to get you out of your pants somehow. I know it's true. That's why I said it. That and the pants thing. I should ask, should I? Why should I ask? You don't owe me. You don't have to, I don't know, return the favor. I did say that. About aching to be touched. But I touched you. That was enough. You're right. It's not the same. Touching and being touched. Okay. I'm asking. What are you gonna do about it? No. I don't wear a bra with my pajamas. What kind of savage do you think I am? I was not thinking that today I'd be feeling your lips under my jaw. On my collarbone. Oh, fuck. On my nipple. While you were... unbuttoning me. I was trying to figure out how I was gonna warn you that there would be stretch marks. But from the way you're making friends with my breasts and that hand that just slipped inside my waistband. I'm guessing you really don't give a shit, do you? What the fuck do you mean, what do I like? What do I like? This. Oh, what you're doing. You fucking silly. I like this. I like the way your thumb is tracing back and forth over my clit. While your fingers spread my lips open. And I like the way you just eased one finger inside and oh shit, you're feeling for and when I tried to look away just now, you grabbed my chin and pulled my face back to you. Oh, maybe I like that too. Though if you tried it again, I'd probably bite your hand. Sorry, I'm complicated like that. Do I want to come? Oh, so many fucking stupid questions. What do you think? Yes, I want it. And I want you to make me. With your fingers inside me. And your mouth on my nipple and your eyes on mine. Waiting for the second, it's too much. And I beg you. And I am. Make me. Sorry. I'll unclench my legs and give you your hand back, but, nope, they're not really listening to me. Again, just yet. Easy. I'm all tingly. You can't just go feeling me up like that with no warning. I didn't say you couldn't, just that, you know, you need to warn me first. And now you have. No, there's no rush. The kids are gonna be with my parents for a while yet. Until things get settled down. And he's definitely not showing up. He'd better fucking not. You haven't actually been here that long. I was planning on you hanging out for a few more hours at least. And besides, I don't think you're in any condition to be going anywhere. I thought I drained you pretty thoroughly, but seeing how excited you are, I'm guessing you don't entirely agree. Wait. No, I didn't change my mind. Look, I want you. Will you stop that and listen to me, please? I want you. Not just as stress relief. Not just as friends giving each other a hand. Ha ha ha. I know what I said. That it doesn't have to be a thing. But I don't think I can do that. I'm only ever going to want more from you. And if that's more than you can give, if this was our only time to be like this, I can live with that. At least we were able to do this much for each other. What are you giving me that look for? You know what look? That one. The one where you're looking at me like I'm a moron. I don't appreciate it. How exactly do I deserve it? I try to open myself up, and to be honest, if you don't feel like I do, then... Oh. What? How was I supposed to know? No, it does not go without saying. You have to open your mouth and use words. Communicate. God, do you not listen to anything that mediator says? Okay. Yeah. I got that message. Loud and clear. How about you? Are you reading my message? What are my fingers telling you right now? The ones just tracing over the length of you? Can you hear them tell you I need you as hard as you can be? Then I need you inside me. And I need it now. Well, I think we're getting better at this communication thing. Of course you can undress me. Well, you can have my pants. And my panties. Shirt and socks stay, though. I get cold. we'll definitely not button it back up. No worries there. In fact, I need your shirt off. I'm a fan of the Winnie the Pooh look, but I need to feel your skin against mine. You think it goes without saying, huh? Show me. Oh, you're deep. something... something crazy. I never thought I would feel this again. Oh, feel someone inside me. Oh, feel his arm around my back. Feel his hand exploring my stomach and my chest. Oh, and his hips rocking into me as he groans. Oh, my name against my neck. Over. And over. And he's you. This should never have happened. We should never have met. And all I can think is that I want to have you every way there is. Have you to keep. And the way you growl and moan for me makes me clench around you. And I know you can feel it. You gasp and throb inside me every time. And it makes me clench all over again. I can feel you swelling. God, you're close, aren't you? Can you hold a little longer, please? Hold on, please. Make me come with you. I know you can. You're trying so hard. You're trying so hard for me. Fuck me. It's just us. Fuck me. Fuck me like there's never been anyone else. Fuck me until I believe it. Fuck me like there's never been anyone else. Fuck me until I believe it. Come with me. Come with me. Yes. Deep inside me. Don't stop. Oh, yes. Keep fucking me until there's nothing left. It's so hot and full inside me, and you, you look like you could pass out. I think I like this version of tired better on you, though. I'm feeling kind of beat myself. Nah, no coffee for me, I think. Not right now, anyway. There'll be things to talk out later. What we're gonna tell the kids. What we're gonna tell the lawyers. Jesus Christ. Definitely gonna need it then. With an extra splash of goodness. Yeah, I think we're gonna have to tell them. I'm keeping you, remember? For now, there's that blanket we can pull down off the top of the couch. Oh, there. With you laying warm against me, falling asleep for an hour or two doesn't sound so bad.